Good afternoon. I think she can give you this microphone if that would be easiest.
Thank you.
Afternoon, David. Welcome.
Afternoon. I'm David Miller, and I believe by state law, I'd just let you know that I am a registered lobbyist. I am representing the Oregon Paralyzed Veterans of America. And I want to go back. I want to go back to the very first time you were here as a commissioner, mayor, and to catch everybody up to date as far as where we're at today. If you can remember, back in the early 90s, the city did what's called a transition plan. And I didn't hear any mention about the use of this transition plan in the development of this one, no matter what phase we're at. When it got to Parks and Recreation, there's one issue that I want to discuss a little bit out of turn, and that is that there is a battleship, USS Oregon Battleship Memorial on the waterfront. Mm-hmm. And on Memorial Day, I went there as a veteran and found that it was steps on every side and no way to get up to the actual monument face itself. Mm-hmm. And I worked with had several meetings with Commissioner Fish's staff in Parks and Recreation, and your staff, Commissioner Fritz, and lots of different people, commissioner members, things like that. And they said that it was going to be impossible to do this, impossible to do that. Well, you said, well, we'll do a temporary this, we'll do a temporary that. Oh, it's going to be a phase this, it's going to be a phase that. Oh, it's going to be in this first round. And I said, okay, wait a second here. We're looking at something that, according to this transition plan that I'm looking at, was identified. There's $1.5 million specially put into the Parks and Recreation Department for ADA compliance. This is in 1995, $1.5 million. I said, wait a second, you know, that's a lot of money. I said, it's not going to cost a lot of money to fix the memorial. Not only is it disgraceful to our veterans, you know, that we have something that you can't get to, but it's very important to look at things and extract that project out of this transition plan mess and fiasco that's going on right now. I say that with all due respect to the efforts being given. Is the in 1995 the transition plan was to be created by federal law. In 2006, when I got here and I met with Commissioner Fritz, I asked for a transition plan. At that point, I asked the city attorney for one. I asked the mayor. I asked for everyone for one. There wasn't even a city ADA coordinator then. We finally got an ADA coordinator. That ADA coordinator is come and gone, and in those 3 years, still no transition plan. That's about $70,000 worth of salary. Was really not much to show for it. Now we have MIG here. I went to one of their public hearings. As a matter of fact, I was the only one that went to their public hearing. And asked them, you know, to please explain their process. I'm a DOJ-trained Access Board ADA technical specialist. I know a transition plan when I see one. I've created them. I've written them. You know, I've done the analysis that you asked about, which is a very good question. They're asking for more money right now. I would ask them to show you more of a qualified and quantity of work that's been done. I'm not saying don't do the transition plan. Oh, by all means, do the transition plan. But let's do it in a cost-effective way. Mayor, we're looking at, you know, budget cuts across the board. We have senior centers and, you know, that service disabled seniors. They're looking at 18% cuts. You know, so that's huge. You know, it's a lot. That's 20-something percent of their budget. But when you look at, you know, asking for another $400,000 right now, what I suggest is that you wait until that first week of June, or you wait until phase one is complete, and you get some of that back. Because when I went and asked them, okay, you know, you're looking at a prioritization of one, two, and three, with one having a top priority. Well, when I looked at a three, that was one of the threes was a city a police annex, which shared a building with a medical clinic, and that was a phase three. Well, I don't think something that's that important, you know, needs to be a phase three. If you want access to the police department, you should be able to get it, or a medical facility. You should have, that should be a priority one, you know, anywhere. And because there's some issues of transparency. You know, I go to MIG's website. I can't find anything about this project. They list at least, a couple hundred of projects, but I can't find Portland. It says client. I can't find the city of Portland. You know, we're paying these people a lot of money. There's no transparency. You know, there's nothing that a citizen can, a taxpayer can pick up the phone and say, you know, I'd like to know where my community center is on this phase thing. You know, so I ask you just to slow the process. Don't stop the process. Slow the process to evaluate it before we put more money into it. I think you should be expecting more for what you've gotten so far. And that's, you know, but let's, I want to leave with a refocus back to the memorial. Please don't let that get stuck into something that's going to be not even on paper for another year, when I've already been working on it for over a year. You know, so you know, something's been identified. You know, it's been surveyed. I surveyed it myself with Ryan Green, my predecessor, you know, sent the survey over to Parks and Rec, you know, met with the commission, you know, it's done, it's ready to go. You know, all someone's got to do is give it a green light. You know, it's not that expensive.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your points. Thank you.
So I mean, I have to say, I think Mr. Miller raises some good points, and they're kind of touching on the points I think both Commissioner Fritz and maybe myself were alluding to. I guess, you know, I feel a little uncomfortable just saying, let's go ahead and authorize the contract for phases two and three when we haven't even seen phase one deliverables. So I guess, I think you told me yesterday, Shoshana, this was not meant to be an emergency, right?
That's right.
It was accidental.
It is not. I'm sorry, Shoshana. It is not. I indicate on the agenda with the asterisk, but there is no emergency clause. So
okay.
So we have a week here.
You have a week, absolutely. Okay. And you know, I appreciate Mr. Miller's testimony. I haven't received any communications asking for the documents. I'll be happy to provide all of the documents. This is.
But I guess what I'd like you to come back to me and maybe all of us in this intervening week is. Okay, what if we said to MIG, we'll authorize phase two and three after we've seen the deliverables in June for phase one? What would be the extra cost, the delta, if there's a delta?
Okay.
To that.
Yeah, I'm absolutely able to provide you that.
Okay. I appreciate her remarks about windshield time, more efficiency, but I also, like I said, I just feel nervous authorizing another $400,000 when we haven't even seen sort of the product for the first $200,000, or a product.
I understand, Commissioner. The project that I inherited from my predecessor was, what I understand, it was always intended to be a single scope of work with a single contract. There was a previous decision made by a previous council to separate the work into tiers or phases to accommodate a budget cycle. We've collected all of the funds for the balance of the work. We all of the bureaus contributed to an overhead model that allowed us to do this work. It was a partnership across the city. My intention with going ahead with the contract at this time was to ensure that the work was done according to the original schedule. So absolutely, we can answer those questions about if there would be any budgetary impacts, and I can meet with your offices in the meantime.
Okay.
So rather than just carry this over for second reading, I think we should continue this for a week so that you have a chance to come back and make those, follow up on those points.
And I agree with that suggestion. Another alternative is to come back, well, come back next week with more information, but we could do an emergency ordinance in June after we, I mean, the reason that you brought this today was so that there'd be 30 days to put it, go into effect, right, so we could get the contract out before the summer.
Absolutely.
Another possibility is to try to get more of the deliverables from the first phase and then do an emergency ordinance so that the effect would be the same, but that we would have more information.
Absolutely. It was not intended to be an emergency ordinance.
Okay. Well, why don't you come back to us in a week, and then we'll continue it rather than schedule it for second reading, and then we'll see where we are.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Carla, I will not be here next Wednesday afternoon, so could this be done in the morning?
We've got a pretty big morning schedule next on the 22nd, but it possibly could be heard in the morning.
Well, I'm sure Shoshana will be in touch with me.
I'll make sure that
she'll assuage all my concerns probably in the intervening week. So
I did not sleep well last night.
Keep it on the afternoon.
Let us know if you still have questions.
Okay, keep it on the afternoon. Yeah.
Well, and again, my comfort level was greatly assuaged by seeing the letter from the Commission on Disability that they have been tracking it. They feel pleased. So, and David, in response to your testimony also, there have been eyes on this and an evaluation by our expert community group. So that makes me feel better, but I'd still like to know, you know, particularly about the Selwood Community Center, if we're going to be suggesting that go into community management, we need to know right now what needs to go into that in order for us to pass it off in good shape.
And we do have a place on our website where I have intended to put the documents that I have to date. Those will be up in the next week so that the community can view both our progress, our schedule, and this mapping. So all of that will be available on the BIBS website.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you all. Thanks very much. So this is continued for 1 week, and now we're adjourned. We're recessed until tomorrow at 6:30. Thank you all.
Make sure that you have my contact information so that if you have any questions about transition planning, the documents that are great. Absolutely.
It really is. I like that.